Mayo Football Podcast. I'm Rob Murphy. A Christmas catch-up show with the main gang. Mike Finnerty, how are you?
It's been a while, Rob, since I've been in a gang, but I'll take it. I think I'll bounce it right back to you and say, Rob, how are you fixed? Are you all set?
I'm busy, as you know, because my other job is like makes Christmas. Well, let's just put it this way. I'm one of the few people who enjoy January. How is John Gunnigan?
I'm good, Rob. And as you know, I reside in close to the north inner city of Dublin. So the less said about gangs, the better.
Knew that was going there. Okay. I'm not sure why I went there, but enough of that. We wanted to say hello, folks. We want to say hello to you on our free feed who've been looking at our highlight shows all year. Myself and John have enjoyed making them because we get to go through the best of the pods. But we know that you're still thinking, I wonder will I sign up to that pod next year? It's been a long time since Mayo played football. Maybe your club team were knocked out a little bit earlier. Maybe you're just starved for a bit of action. No better way than to follow the Mayo Football Podcast, which is heading into season 3. We've done over 100 weeks now of podding. We're averaging 3 podcasts a week. This year alone, we've had over 125 different guests on the podcast. And you're getting all this for a special new offer if you sign up for a year for €1 a week. Finno, have I covered everything?
Yeah, what's not to like, Rob? You have, actually. The only thing you didn't mention was we were trying to figure out before we hit record, what can you buy in your shop for less than €1 a week or even €1? And an animal bar was the best we could come up with. Look, I know people will say, well, you would say that, wouldn't you? But it really is quite phenomenal value when you think about it. We've been averaging, I think, 3 pods a week for the last couple of years. And that annual membership offer of €1 a week is as good a value as you're going to get. And the reason we've decided to do it, first and foremost, is to give people the opportunity at this time of year to jump in and to join the club that has grown exponentially over the last 2 years. I mean, the number of people that have subscribed and listen weekly, monthly, annually, I think it's way beyond our wildest dreams when we decided to go behind a paywall in the first place. And in case anybody who isn't a subscriber or isn't a regular listener is wondering, well, what do I get? Do I get the three lads every show chatting among themselves? Well, you get that sometimes, but I think it's worth reminding everyone as well. It's Ed McGrail, it's Colin Boyle, it's Billy Joe Padden, it's Ger Flanagan, it's Stephen Drake, Nigel Reap, and so on and so forth, up to over 100 voices this year on the pod. And yeah, I suppose this is the time of year when everybody takes stock and assesses how the year has gone. And with the exception of Mayo crashing and burning in the All-Ireland quarterfinal, I think we can't complain from a Mayo Football Podcast point of view. And really, really looking forward to getting stuck back in again on the beginning on the 7th of January.
And as well as that, I guess, we launched the annual membership this time last year, I think, just around Christmas last year. And so I think we're going against the grain in this these high inflationary cost of living pressurized times, because instead of prices going up, our prices are coming down. So we're offering annual membership for slightly less than we did this time last year. And clearly with inflation still doing its damage in real terms, and if you want to get all economist like, it's on offer for even less than last year. And as you said, Mike, it's just oodles of content. And I think everyone probably will have their biggest problem will be keeping up with the amount of pods that we put out on a regular basis.
And with all these numbers going around, Rob, I've lost count. I think we're now officially Mayo's 7th most popular football podcast.
We've broken the top 10. I know that much. And just one day we'll be number one. You never know. Yeah. We'll have to work harder. That's what I think.
Yeah, one of my New Year's resolutions is that we'll be able to keep the ball kicked out to all these cool kids that are producing all these brilliant podcasts every week. Maybe someday.
Come here. Back on that €1 a week. How much is a bag of potatoes nowadays?
And it's a lot, John. And we can't focus on this reality because it may backfire. I mean, we do not want to make this about my shop. What we want to make it is about, you know, one of the numbers that blows my mind, and you've learned it over the years with the Mayo GA blog, John, is the dedication and the kind of commitment and the return custom that you get, or the return interest. Like, I can't get over how few people have dropped off. It's not just the incredible numbers that we've got, but it's the retention. People are staying with us, and that's given us really great belief that we're doing the right things. We're putting the right content out there for them, because at the end of the day, this is a service for you folks. It's not a, it's, we call it a club, but it's about producing content that kind of fills the evenings for you when you just want to talk a little bit of football and you want to enjoy the fact that you love Mayo football and you're not ashamed to admit it, and you want to be on the show where other people like it too.
I remember reading an academic paper years ago about social media and stuff like that. And it was basically, and I think the subject was about blogs, so it might have been before social media. And it said, like, you know, what was the success? You know, what would make a blog a success? And surprise, surprise, it was write stuff well and give people lots of new content, you know, and then you have a shot. And I thought, wow, you know, what insightful analysis that is. But if you take that into the podcast world, you know, give them lots of good content on a regular basis, and guess what? They'll stick around, and I think that's what we found.
Yeah, now is probably a good time just to remind people, if you've been sold by the first 7 minutes of this pod, patreon.com/Mayo podcast. It couldn't be any easier, but probably no harm to mention it.
What is Patreon? It's an app. You just look for it in the App Store, download it, log in, search for the Mayo Football Podcast. When you get it, click on the link and you'll be able to sign up. They'll talk you through the steps to sign up. There are other podcasts on there too, if you really feel like joining them as well. But the main one to join is ours, of course. And it'll be on your phone, there to press play at any time, anywhere you travel. It'll link in with your cars, if it's a mod car, link in with your headphones, all that crack. And that's it. Simple as that. It's all in the one place.
Couldn't yeah, and I suppose one of the... one of the things as well, Rob, about being heading into season 3, we've learnt an awful lot from years 1 and 2. And because so many people have subscribed and are already signed up for 2024, it means we've been in a position to plan and to develop and to make things even better and bigger and really commit to the quality going up another notch in 2024. And people are going to see and hear that more precisely in the coming months, because once the National League starts at the end of January, it will be foot to the floor right through into whenever Mayo's championship interest ends. But we've had a bit of time in the off season just to gather our resources, to do some brainstorming and to talk to people who do subscribe about what they like, what they'd like to hear more of, and maybe some new ideas that they'd like us to develop. And that's something that I know we want to ask listeners to this pod as well to do, whether you're on X or Instagram. We're now on Facebook as well, or maybe you just want to walk up to us on the street and tell us. But yeah, if you've got ideas or you've got suggestions or you've got feedback, let us know. We're always open to new ideas, but you're going to hear some subtle changes to what we do, and you're going to notice some fairly obvious changes as well. And I think the plan is that they will be all for the better. But the one thing we don't want to do next year is stand still and be in any way, you know, let the year pass us by. I think we're ready to hit 2024, hit the ground running.
Mike's alluding to a bigger project that we're working on in the background that might just be coming your way very, very soon. I'm going to go a bit further and say that much. And I think you're going to enjoy it. But yeah, John, anything further to add to that? We could even have one more Final Whistle podcast squeezed in before the end of the year. We're hopeful of maybe getting a big, big interview. Eve Kelly, am I allowed to mention her name? She could be on the pod. We have a sit-down interview with Billy Joe Patton, so you know that's going to be brilliant. All that. And what date is it today? It's like, but well, I know it is just a few short days to Christmas and not many days to New Year.
Yeah, so we're going to be, let me see, we'll be close enough to 160 episodes at that rate for the year, and over 130 guests. And yeah, and once the New Year starts, it's straight into the dome and into the delights of the FBD. And also Mike and myself are cooking up another plan to have a retrospective which will be about the under 21 All-Ireland success of 1983. We're going to get a few of the survivors from that team and to have a good old chin wag about what was still, I still regard that as one of my favourite Mayo teams of all time. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I was amazed by the Caro Kane chat, Mike, your chat with Brendan Harrison. What's absolutely blowing my mind the last few weeks is the amount of content we've been able to get and the amount of stories and the amount of really interesting angles. Like Brendan Harrison interview is my favorite player interview of the year, might I say, and there's been some amazing ones in there, but he's just such a great character, and his whole demeanor and attitude just makes you realize why they were such a good team. There were so many different characters in that group. But like, I think we couldn't have imagined at the start back in 2022 that we'd be able, Mayo would get knocked out in June. And in December, we'd be like going, God, we have actually no room for that because we're doing this. We have so many podcasts to put into December.
Yeah, that's a fact. It's so true. Mayo football never sleeps. And I think the split season has changed everything for everyone, whether they're player, manager, fan or podcasters. You know, it's now an 11 and a half, almost a 12 month season. You know, it finished last weekend. It'll start for Mayo on the 7th of January. So that's a downtime of about 2 weeks, give or take. And as you said, we've got three or four pods to squeeze in before New Year's Day. Yeah, I enjoyed the Brendan Harrison one as well immensely. I also enjoyed those sitting down with Kevin McLaughlin and Jason Doherty. And I suppose, you know, London recency bias is an obvious highlight, but it was really nice to sit in that sort of an environment with Boyler, with David Clark, you know, with so many passionate Mayo people and just chat in a relaxed setting about why we're all so addicted to it and drawn back to it, you know, year after year after year. But look, so many highlights from the season. The National League final win was another great day for podcasting. And yeah, I think you've always said it, and anyone who, like myself, I suppose, grew up and learnt the trade through local radio, it's very difficult to beat that live setting, you know, on game day. You're in the midst of the emotions and you get people really when they're just wide open and when their emotions are kind of bubbling to the surface.
I'm just thinking of standing on the pitch in the goal mouth, talking about Owen McLaughlin's goal in Killarney. Those moments, just being there, they're great. John, you wanted to come in there.
Yeah, and I mean, and another angle that I think we did a lot on this year was women's football. And that was great. And I think that's something we'll be doing more of next year, because, I mean, guys, you weren't there, but I was there at Parnell Park on Sunday. That was one of the games of the year, I'll tell you. Like, that Clare Morris team of kids came so close to winning an All-Ireland, and yeah, in the depths of winter, and it was a cracking, honest game of football. We were obviously down in Pearse Stadium, we were in Simple Stadium with the Mayo team, and we'll be in more places with them next year.
There was a real sense of more in them in when we finished up that pod in Simple Stadium, and it'll be one to look back on if I was picking out highlights of the year. Just the post-match analysis in that one was really, really good, because it was so disappointing to lose that Kerry team. But that Mayo team, there's definitely an All-Ireland in them with a bit of luck and maybe a couple of players.
There is, and I tell you, like, if Clare Morris are any guide, you know, the talent coming through is pretty phenomenal. So I'd say the sky's the limit for them over the next few years. So it'd be really interesting to see how they get on.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting. Plus, this year, we'll follow the minor team from start to finish, as we did last year with Final Whistle Podcast. We'll do the same with the under-21s. That's usually my role. And I got more games this year because they're in group phases, and a really interesting management team taking over there, which is always just going to bring a different vibe. So we'll be following them step by step along the way, setting the scene for the club championship as well.
We might have to outsource one of those games, though, because I think one of them is on the Friday when we'll be in New York. But anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah. Me and you, and we have to head out obviously in a few weeks just to do logistics and spend a week there at the shows and stuff. And
that's right. Yeah. Look at, you know,
Finno just needs to sign off on that. Is that right, Finno?
You know, fail to prepare to fail, you know.
Hey, do you know what I'm looking up here, Jim?
Yeah, go on. Are you going to New York?
Have you signed that PO yet, Mike? Have you?
Come on, me. Look, business class is pretty much economy modern days, really. The one thing I was looking at there, which I want you to put into your 1983 podcast, is number ones of 1983, lads. We got a list here, and it's pretty impressive. I mean, you got Michael Jackson, Phil Collins, Men at Work, Bonnie Taylor, obviously. Two big fans of Bonnie Taylor here. Mm. Total Eclipse of the Heart there. David Bowie, what would he have had as number one 1983? John, you have to know this stuff.
It should be China Girl, shouldn't it?
No, it should not be.
No?
Let's Dance.
Was it? Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
There you go. Mike's looking like, don't ask me, Rob. I don't want to be involved. Yeah. Billy Joe Patton's the man we need on this. He has all the volumes.
Joe Jackson was good there. Yeah, no, Willie Joe great Patton music. And
you need, Rob.
There was life, I can tell you, life in Dublin that time was pretty bloody grim. But the music was great.
By the way, the way I picked it up earlier, Rob, and just in case anyone else did as well, we're not sitting down to grill or to, you know, interview Billy Joe Patton. Billy Joe Patton is sitting down a Mayo footballer to do just that. So just in case it sounded initially we were having a big interview with Billy Joe, I'm sure people were saying, but we can listen to Billy Joe any week. What's that about? Just for clarification's sake. Rob, have you been on the mulled wine already, have you?
Well, I'm on the beer, a company that I'm happy to mention if we can get some money from them. But yeah, nice can of beer here with me.
There's your takeaway from this week's pod. Rob's on the beer.
Rob is on the beer. Sure, it's Christmas. I mean, you know, we've got one more final whistle possibly if we're going to squeeze it in for the charity game. That's almost it. What's your New Year's wish for Mayo football? Like, let's ask that question a bit more logically. Obviously, we know what your wish is. But, like, if you could wish for January, what do you want from January, John?
I want another FBD title. Of course. What else could a man want in January?
Yeah, sicken the rest of the province by lifting that trophy.
There was an animated debate in the blog, actually, about somebody was claiming that the FBD league title was a major trophy. That one didn't really fly.
They were on the beer as well, John, were they?
This is why
I wasn't making that argument.
This is why your blog's so good, because it takes a lot of that conversation away from the rest of the prying eyes of the internet. So it just takes a little bit of heat off Mayo fans, because we don't need that. We don't need that on ourselves. Mike, have a good Christmas.
Yeah, cheers, Rob. I'll probably see you 17 times between now and Christmas, but... Thanks for thinking of me. I'll return the sentiments when I see you in about 12 hours.
It's such a small world, this wicked Mayo show. Anyways, love of that. I appreciate your point. Plus, our listeners will hear you before Christmas. Really good special coming up for us, Mike, don't you?
Yes, that's right. Almost forgot to mention that in all the excitement.
Sitting down with Ben Japan.
sitting down to record a Christmas special with a few podcast regulars. Looking forward to it. We may or may not partake of a Christmas drink or two. We haven't fully decided yet. It depends on what kind of visas we get stamped in our respective households before we leave. But looking forward to that. We're going to talk a bit of football. We're going to have a bit of crack. And the only rule is it has to be a conversation that all of us would have on St. Stephen's Day, St. Stephen's Night, where we sitting with mates or with those we talk football with. It's going to be informal and it's going to be relaxed, and we just want everyone to say exactly what's on their mind. Which that could get interesting.
I think you need a drop of Rob's jungle juice there to grease the wheels,
loosen the tongue.
People think I'm on that juice every time I'm on the pod now. That's not good.
As a man said to me the other day, he's a regular listener. He's a subscriber since the very start. He said, if you guys just keep calling it as it is and giving your own honest opinion, he said, you're not going to have any issues getting subscribers. So there you go, lads. We've been told.
The court collapse is still inexplicable. The season ticket is a joke. Anything else, lads? I don't know.
I haven't been. You still haven't told me how much a bag of potato costs.
I'm not going to tell you that because, you know, other shops do have the same price. We offer a great value all round, though, and a fantastic service. I'll have you know, John. That's it from us. We're almost done, except to say sign up patreon.com/ Mayo Football Podcast, where there's less talk about the price of potato, more talk about great Mayo football action and players. And what is Patreon? It's an app on your phone. And do get it for some of your Mayo football fanatics and your family who may not be into the whole podcasting crack, but you put the Patreon on their phone, I think it might be one of the best presents you could possibly get them. That's it from us. Mike.
Yeah, looking forward to welcoming all the new subscribers. Between now and when you click subscribe, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, Mayo Podcast or Mayo Football Podcast, either or, you should be able to find us. And that way, you won't miss a thing. You'll get the highlights clips. You'll get the regular reminders of what you're missing. And I don't think you'll regret it. Certainly, on the evidence of the numbers of people listening to the pod at the moment, once you're in, and we tend to bring you with us all the way from beginning to end. So, yeah, looking forward to speaking to even more of an audience in 2024.
And like when you sign up for Spotify, you get access to the back catalogue. So it's not just Michael Jackson and David Bowie and Joe Jackson and all those other people. You have those great interviews with this year, the likes of Lee Keegan, Kevin McLaughlin, Jason Doherty, Brendan Harrison. And of course, we had two big ones with Kevin McStay as well, and all the other stuff as well. So that whole back catalogue will be available to you as well.
And remember, the Mayo Podcast is about being amongst friends. And what that means is we're the only group of people anywhere on the planet who hear the name Michael Jackson and think of Conor Mortimer. That's what we are. We're Mayo football people. That's it from us. We will talk to you soon. Sign up, get involved, get on the podcast. You'll love every second of what you listen to. It's all there for you. Thanks, folks.
Happy Christmas, lad.